Jesus' name, you've touched us. Lord, thank you. Your hand is upon us. And Lord, you hold us in that hand. And you keep us in that hand. And it's the hand of love. It's the hand of assurance. It's the hand of encouragement. It's the hand of all my inspiration. It's the hand of my beloved. It's the hand of my bridegroom. And it's the hand that takes us all the way along. And we just give you our thanks, our praise, and thank you for that hand that has given us the glory that we will be for you. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. And we know. And we know. In the Bible, they say there's 185 songs that have been written. 185. I'm confident there's more than that, but we'll just go with that number today, because they say. And there's some good ones there. Oh, my, rich, rich, rich. 185 of them. 150 of those songs are known as the Psalms, or the songs, but called Psalms, all right? Then you got about another, I guess, 35. They get pretty personal. You got the song of Hannah, Moses. David had some songs besides the Psalms. But I'd like to start today, Deuteronomy chapter 32. And here was the song of Moses. And what an encouragement we have in the song of Moses. And I'd just like to give you a few of the lyrics in this song. And in verse 11, I think you hum this quite often, I would think. As an eagle stirs up her nest, flutters over her young. Oh, you sing that now. Spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings. Lyrics all the same, the melody just changes all the time. But thanks be to God, amen. How about David? Psalm 18, turn over there. This is a song God gave him. Yes, he wrote this song, praise the Lord. And oh, what a mighty song, a song of deliverance. Let's read some of those lyrics that we love to sing and know. Verse 29. For by thee I have run through a troop. And by my God, I have leaped over a wall. Huh? Praise the Lord. Come on, verse 36. Do you sing it? Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, that my feet did not slip. You love them lyrics? Oh, I love them songs. And you know what? We share in those songs, don't we? Amen? We love what God has done. We rejoice. And we know that this is our God too. But yet in the Word of God too, we have our own song. Well, yes, we do. Now, it is not written by us, but it was written for us. And I thank God that our song exceeds any song that has ever been written, ever. It's the song of songs. Oh, yes, it is. Matter of fact, you can turn right there to the Song of Songs, which is known as the Song of Solomon. And you read right there, and the Lord tells you that I'm not just telling you something. It is the song, the greatest song ever written. It is the Song of Songs. And it's our song. It's our song. It was written for us. And it says they're the Song of Songs, which is Solomon's. Oh, thank you, Jesus, now. Let's stay with it here. Now, let's go read some lyrics in this one. Go over to chapter 2, verse 8. The voice of my beloved. Behold, he comes. leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills. Did you hear that? The voice of my beloved. Behold, he comes leaping upon the mountain, skipping upon the hills. Oh, thank you, Lord. And the voice, you know what that means? It means singing. He's singing. That raven-headed one that's bobbing through the hills that we're expecting at any moment on our camel train. Listen for him. You're going to hear him singing first. He's skipping and singing. He's joyful about her. He's got a young roe heart. And I thank God. Praise God. That's the voice that sings to us. And I love when he sings to me. And I thank God I love what he sings about me. Oh, my. And you know what? We hear him, don't we? The sheep know his voice. We know him. We know that voice. We listen for that voice. And he walks with us and he talks with us. And yes, he sings to us all the day along. Now, Jesus and his singing is everything to me. I believe it's everything to you. His singing is what matters. His song is everything. As he tells you right there, no song is like this one. And no voice is like the voice of Jesus. None. It sings to you all the time. It sings to you in those long nights that you don't think will ever end. It sings to you on the mountaintop when the Lord has brought such rich glory, encouragement, the victory, you just seen it just spilled out before you. But then he sings to you maybe the most precious songs with that bed that you made in hell. He was waiting there. I don't know if it was the lyre or the harp, guitar, whatever you want to say. Oh, honey, I had this song for you, and I just wait. What do you think? Yep, this is your Jesus. He's been singing to you, but do you hear him? And do you really listen to what he's telling you? And do you hear him saying this to you right now? Listen to what he sings to you. Look over here on verse 10. My beloved spake and said unto me, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. Amen. So you got to know that song now to hear that song later. I'm waiting for those lyrics, Brother Bob. I'm waiting to hear them with you, Sister Michelle. Yeah. You precious saints, we're waiting to hear him together. But you got to hear it now, or you're not going to know that song. Amen. You ever hear a song and say, oh, I know that one. Amen. I know this one. I know it real well. He sings it to me constantly. I want him to break out with it. Rise up, my love, my fair one. Come away. I didn't even need any more lyrics. He got me at that one, but he gives you more. Verse 14, how about this one? Oh, my dove, thou art in the clefts of the rock. He's singing this to you. This is your song. He's speaking this in such beautiful singing to you. This is you, this dove, in the cleft of the rock. In the secret places of the stairs, listen to him what he tells us. Let me see thy countenance. Let me hear thy voice. For sweet is thy voice, and thy countenance is comely. Beyond anything I've ever seen, the most beautiful thing. He's singing this about you. This isn't you singing about him. This is him singing about you. These are the lyrics of his song that he's written for you. Now, what he's singing here is, I want you constantly. I can't take my eyes off you. I want to look upon your face continually. And then finally, what he's saying to you is, open your mouth to tell me that you love me too.
Amen.
Now, I'm pretty beside myself when I hear that song. How about you, huh? It is. It's the romantic dinner. I'm on the other side of that table. Huh? I was thinking about some sweet stuff. There was a time, I'll tell you, and that time isn't over. But, boy, when that love hits you at the first, and how powerful it can be, that first love. So powerful, I remember the time I knew in my heart it was time to ask Polly to marry me. I wanted it right, and I wanted the words to be right and all. And the Lord said, well, write her a song. So here we were at this restaurant. She had a friend that still plays in the symphony today. And I gave her that music, and she came out, and she played the music for me. We were eating dinner, and then everything stopped. I didn't care if people were in that place. They weren't there anyways. It was just us. And here came the music. Here came the song. Here came the bended knee. And the best thing I heard was, yes. I'll go. I don't know what I'm doing. You certainly don't know what you're doing, but I'll go, right? Isn't that what you tell the Lord? He's thinking of you. He cannot get you off of his mind, his heart. And he thinks of you like that. It's the truth. He's ravished. He's in love. He's in love. You cannot receive this word from the Holy Ghost without knowing that he's in love with you. Not that you just have a loving God, and we sure do, but he's in love with you. He's ravished by you. He's consumed with you. He's overwhelmed with you. Now, we get hung up sometimes, don't we? On what others think of us. Maybe even thinking, and do others even think of me? Does it really matter? Did everybody hear that? Everybody? Does it really matter when this one's thinking about you? If anybody else was thinking about you. Everybody else left the room. It doesn't matter. Because he assures you what he's thinking of and what he's thinking about, what he wants, what he's honed in on. And he is a lover that you, I'm serious, if you listen to him and everything that he proves to you, you'll never doubt him. And there's no reason to doubt him. He cannot be separated from that love. Not only you, but he can't be. He cannot deny himself. You. That's done. Because of the plan, the promise, that life that was given so his life could live in us, he cannot deny it. It's done. It's connected. It's one. Never be severed. Completed. And it's his desire. It's his pleasure. And then he's given all of his power for everything in that life to fully grow up, to fully mature, so that life, that one life, can fully enjoy every bit of who he is, what he is, and the love that he is. Incredible. Now, I have to tell you this. Is that enough for you? Is that enough? Are his thoughts enough? Does that just fill you up? And every single one of us have been at times, and we'll be there again. Little silly sheep. We'll be wondering, why doesn't anybody think of me? Or why doesn't this person think of me? This person thinks of me. He sees you and he wants you. He desires you. He handles you. He holds you. He's securing you. He's apprehended you. He's already got you. And you're not going nowhere. You're not. You can't get away. And what he wants is he wants you to enjoy him as he enjoys you. Now, it was sweet thinking about this. And the Lord had me thinking all these songs that were written for all of these women. You know, I'm talking about the lyrics, the names of songs, what some of them I wrote down. Joanna, Roxanne, Sherry, Paula. I'm not having you go humming those right now. God forbid. Oh, my goodness. I thank God for the liberty in Christ.
Amen.
Oh. Silly sheep, huh? Now, but then I thought, well, Polly don't have a song. I mean, you can't say Polly Wally Doodle-All. That's really not a song. You know, I mean, my dad used to sing that. Dad couldn't sing anyways, but he was funny. But then I smiled, and I said, oh, yes, she does. She's got a song, and it doesn't have her name in it at all, but it's all about her, and she knows her song. Oh, she knows her song. It was called Jesse's Girl. Now, I got a lot of time. You don't want me to sing that to you. But you know it. And you can say a lot of things about, oh, that's just terrible. He's talking like that up here. No, it's terrible that you don't get this. Because I know this is my song. I know that I am my beloved's. And I know that his desire is toward me. I am my beloved's, and his desire is toward me. It's toward me. I almost can't not contain it. I mean, I'm loved by that one. Oh, I'm loved by that one. Now, we didn't miss it. That's why there's an elevation in your heart rate too. Because we know we're it. We didn't miss his first love. Oh, I'm thankful about, we talk about the first love in our life. But I wouldn't have the first love if he didn't have it first. I'm his first love. The whole purpose. His first love. The goodly pearl. Who sold all that he had, the merchant. I gotta have that. The first love, praise God, the bride adorned for the Lamb. Oh my. The first love. And I think about this, brothers and sisters. That goodly pearl, it should be me. It should be you. And it really is, but it should be. And the bride adorned for the Lamb, that's adorned, that has the garments, that's ready, that sees herself descending from heaven, having the glory of God, that bride adorned for the Lamb, rightfully yours by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Rightfully. Amen. Rightfully yours. Rightfully yours, Lord of all. You're born Lord of all. Rightfully yours because of the blood of the Lamb, the blood of Jesus, his life, his life, his choice. But if we don't lay hold on it, if we don't possess our inheritance as the cherished prize of it all, you know what happens? We just let it slip away. We just let it slip away. It's like that brother I was speaking of to yesterday. Really almost to the point, how could you? But for the grace of God, how could I take this crown that was won by his blood, given to us for him? First love, and say, oh, thank you, Jesus. But no thanks. No thanks. Nope. Nope. Whatever it is, I don't like what happened. I don't like that person. I don't want to be there. Oh, God, change my heart. Now, don't let that be us. To utter in my heart, Jesus, sing over me. I know you're singing over me, but he likes us to tell him to. It's like your mama. You promised. Amen. And I'm thinking, I'm sure you like movies. I'm sure you liked, was that Top Gun, the new one, whatever. He always wanted to hear that guy talk to him. Talk to me. Talk to me. You know. Jesus is speaking to you, honey. And again, he's told you what you know. What do you know, sheep? You hear his voice, don't you? If you're not hearing this today, if you're not hearing him tell you this, just ask him, Lord. Really, saints. He didn't bring you here this morning. He didn't bring me here this morning. I'm tired. But I'm not too tired. My heart's hurting. But I'm not too hurt. I know what he wounds, he restores. I know he doesn't tear down to destroy it. I know in his faithfulness he afflicts us. I know oftentimes he's got to let us see a little bit deeper into things we don't want to look into. But all that can do is to have me to look up. You know, you get so far down, all you're doing is looking up. But you know, I do. I just want him to sing over me. Lord, let me hear my song. My song. The song of songs. Written specifically for Jesse. Yeah. Whether or not you want to take it. And however you'll take this, but I'm his girl. I'm his spouse. I can get over all that. I am my beloved's and his desire. Gosh. Gosh. Oh, let's worship the Lord. Let's worship the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Just stand and worship Him. Oh, thank you.